Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. I've got a sample today of Bob Bennett's music. Bob is going to be joining us in concert in Tryon, North Carolina on October the 12th, a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. You can find out more information by visiting our website at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. This particular song is called Lord of the Past. It's a great song. I'm just going to play part of it, and with Bob's permission, of course. And you can visit YouTube and just type in Bob Bennett, and you will come up with all sorts of songs. And we've had some folks who are just getting introduced to him who are excited about the concert, so we are too. So I'll come back after this short sample of Bob Bennett's music. This is Lord of the Past.
Every promise ever broken to me, total recall of data in the memory. Every tear that has washed my face, every moment of disgrace that I have known, every time I've ever felt alone. Lord of the here and now, Lord of the come what may, I want to believe somehow that you can heal these wounds of yesterday. So now I'm asking you to do what you want to do. Be the Lord of the past. Oh, how I want you to be the Lord of the past.
Well, that was Bob Bennett with a song called Lord of the Past. He's a great singer and songwriter. God has really gifted him. I hope you'll listen to him on YouTube and make a reservation. Come to the concert. It's October 12th. Just go to bertandjoe.com and you can find out more information. Well, praise God. We're going to continue with our series, Choices in the Walk of Faith. You know, we talked about the fact that, and not to review too much here, but Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, we have choices. We can choose life or death, blessing or cursing. And the easy-to-read version talks about the fact that we have been given that choice, those choices. And the first choice, it says, will bring blessing, and the other choice will bring a curse. So choose life that you and your children may live. I always go back to 1 Thessalonians 5:23 a lot. I revisit that scripture. There's just so much more in there I've not been able to find, but I'm going to look. I'm going to keep looking and digging in it. But we wrote down here in my notes, my mouth is speaking what my mind is choosing. So it's important to speak from your heart and let your mind be renewed to the word. We said there are five choices in the walk of faith, at least, that we can look at. Number one is choose humility over humiliation. And I keep revisiting that one because I remember being humiliated and the way I felt. And, of course, that's looking to yourself too much. But recently this came to me, and you probably know this, but humiliation can lead to self-condemnation. If you're feeling humiliated over something, you can blame somebody else. But a lot of times we turn that blame inward at ourselves. And the word says there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We're not to walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And when we walk after the flesh, we end up under condemnation, don't we? So when we hit seemingly insurmountable challenges, I said in the past, they were conquerable. But I want to correct that. They are more than conquerable, those challenges, because we are more than conquerors through Christ. So praise God, you're more than a conqueror. Amen. So choose, number one, choose humility over humiliation. Number two, we were still trying to finish up, choose to stand on his word no matter what happens or how long it takes. We said that in Luke 21:33, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will remain. So I'm going to choose to stand on his word no matter what happens, whether it looks like the prayer is being answered, it looks like my faith is working, and no matter how long it takes. I've shared different testimonies with that about that. I remember one time I stood 10 years on something, and I wasn't always standing, you know, without being double-minded. I was tempted to be double-minded many a time, and it even came out of my mouth, but I repented and went back on the word. Wonder how long it would have taken had I not been double-minded. A lot might have moved along a lot quicker. But one of the keys to standing on the word and in the middle of a challenge when you're having to wait is to get your mind renewed and by meditating on the word. Meditating on the word day and night, the word says over in Joshua 1:8. So that way I can keep my mind in perfect peace when it's stayed on him. We talked about standing against fear, that perfect love casts out fear, and to know God's will before you pray. You know, praying the will of God. If you don't know the will of God, pray in the Spirit. Then you're praying the perfect will of God. All right? So we were working on a final aspect of the choice number two, choose to stand on the word no matter how long it takes or what happens or how long it takes. We were looking about talking about mental assent. You know, mental assent can easily give way to sin consciousness when results seem out of reach. Well, I must be doing something wrong. I'm not worthy of this answer to prayer or of this faith to work. And we can start blaming ourselves. We can start blaming God. But I wrote this down. Mental assent has crippled believers and stunted spiritual growth. It keeps us in the soulish realm, and it keeps that soulish realm in charge over your body and your spirit. Listen to that. Mental assent keeps the soulish realm in charge of over your body and your spirit. Mental assent quenches the spirit within our spirit. It quenches Holy Spirit within our spirit. Mental assent prohibits you from being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Wow. Mental assent is so dangerous. And yet, how many times have many of us fallen into that, thinking we were in faith when we were just mentally agreeing with the word? And then when something didn't look like it was happening quick enough, and we didn't know how long we were going to have to wait on it, and something happened, then all of a sudden we're back into doubt. So it's important to believe in your heart and speak from your mouth, but renew your mind. Renew your mind so that you've got all three in agreement, spirit, soul, and body. All right, let's move on finally to number three. Choose to look on no one after the flesh. Now, I've heard different teachings on this, but and I know people have got a lot more revelation than I do, but boy, for me, this became very real. When I was believing God for people or situations or circumstances that are in the flesh realm, the natural realm, I was tempted to look on those aspects. In other words, you know, for example, you need healing in your body. You keep looking at the symptoms. You keep looking at those lies. You keep believing those lies. While it may be true that symptoms are coming against your body, the truth is you were healed by the stripes of Jesus. Another example, you're believing God for a loved one to be healed or saved or delivered or whatever. You know, we tend many times to look on the flesh, and someone says, well, how are you doing or how are they doing? Well, if we're reporting always on what's going on in the natural realm, in the flesh realm, then are we really looking to the Spirit for answers? Are we really looking to the Word at that point? So that scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Now, verse 17 talks about the fact that you're a new creation in Christ, but verse 16 is something we really haven't focused on a lot. I'm going to read this from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one. Now listen to that, no one, according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. When I was reading this, it just really hit me that many times we look at ourselves after the flesh, in the natural realm. We line up and measure God by what's seeming to happen in the natural realm. Our church, or the church at large, other people. But we're to walk by faith and not by sight. You see, the sight we're supposed to walk by is the eye of faith, not by sight, not by human natural sight. So if you're meditating on the Word, according to Joshua 1:8, you're seeing the Word, and you're seeing a natural situation through the filter of the Word, of what God sees. You're seeing as God sees, as opposed to seeing the way the world sees. I can see now I'm going to get sidetracked already, but I'm going to come back to a scripture I'm looking at in my notes. But we recognize, again, let's go back to 2 Corinthians 5:16. We recognize no one according to the flesh. See, we're seeing that person or yourself by faith as a new creation in Christ. Now, that's important. When you're standing on the Word, that's very important. Now, sometimes that can be tough in the natural. But the Bible says in Matthew 7:1, judge not that you be not judged. If you're judging someone or looking at someone by natural means and by lining them up in the natural circumstances that they may appear to be in, and yes, in the natural, they're in it. But by the Spirit, if you begin to judge by the Spirit, look in the Spirit realm, then you're judging or looking through them, through the eyes of the new creation. So you're not judging them. You're not going to judge them that way. It's maybe tough in the natural, but this is not natural warfare. It's spiritual warfare. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 16 and look at this. Matthew chapter 16. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, who do you say that I am? Or who do people say that I am? Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah. And he said unto them, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus goes on. We've covered this before, but Jesus goes on and says, he answered and said in verse 17, in Matthew 16:17, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. In other words, you're not looking in the natural. You're not looking for revelation through the natural. But you're not judging me that way. You're seeing that flesh and blood is not revealing this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you that thou art Peter. You're Peter. You're rock or small rock. And upon this large, massive rock of revealed knowledge, basically what he's saying, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Oh gosh, we could just go on into that, couldn't we? But it's important to see that Peter got revelation knowledge of Jesus, and we need to get revelation knowledge of Jesus and his word, revelation knowledge of the word, because upon that revelation knowledge of him and of his word, that's what the church is built on. Sorry, the church is not built on a man, Peter. It's built on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All right. not built on Peter. So we judge not that we're not judged. We look on people after the Spirit of God. And I wanted to share this with you. Basically, what Jesus was saying is you're seeing things from a spiritual point of view and not a human point of view. So it's important for us not to see things from a human point of view, but to see it from God's view. What does God say? What does God see? How does he see this coming about, this answer to prayer? He sees the answer. Do you and I? Wow, that's important. That's important to understand. Once we know his will, it's important to know that we are praying his will and standing on his word and choosing not to look on the flesh or look on someone after the flesh. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Spirit within us and your hand on us, for revelation knowledge that flows far beyond the words that we speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We thank you that revelation knowledge will continue to flow as we look at these challenges that come to our faith and what choices we make in those challenges. We thank you, Father, that we'll choose to not look on anyone after the flesh, not even ourselves. And we'll start looking on them with the love of God and with ourselves the same way. We thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.